Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, Jesus, that you came like a light out of darkness to come and wake us up, call each and every one of us, because at acceptable time you heard us and you have made the way open for each and every one of us to come out of darkness into your marvelous light, because the devil has been defeated, as in the days of Gideon, where he was totally defeated by Gideon and his people of faith. So we just thank you. We thank you for your goodness that has come. And we thank you for your goodness that now comes every morning like the rising of the sun. You, the Son of Righteousness, shine and command light to shine out of darkness into our hearts, and so keeping us busy with you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So we commit this word to you. We commit this day to you. And we thank you that we can partake of the wonderful harvest of righteousness, the harvest of the goodness of the day of salvation that has come, and that we can now be enlightened, too busy with the good to do the bad. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 24, verse 36 to 39. But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that no one entered the ark, and didn't know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
Oh, praise God. Yeah, you know, we've got our Savior Jesus, who came to seek and save, who came to bring us back to our heavenly family and to our heavenly inheritance. And as the word says in that, he came as a baby, and he grew into a young man, and the word of God abided in him, and he overcame the wicked one and was led by the Spirit. And so he suffered just like us on a need to know basis. So he was just staying in tune with his Father. And sadly, these words here in our readings this morning, Matthew 24, 36, this is Jesus that is on his way to take away our sins. He's still on his way to take the keys of death and hell from Satan. He's still on his way to receive all honor from the Father, to become the firstborn of many brothers, raised and seated with the Father, to bring about the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So praise God, Jesus went on, and he has then, when he came back to his disciples, and he said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. All authority is knowing everything, all-knowing, all-powerful, everywhere, back to the original from where he came. He left his glory, and then he came and he developed as a man. Then he's taken up his all authority now again. And so it's so important for us to understand that the day of salvation has come. And why is the day of salvation come? The day of salvation can't come to you unless you realize that the devil has been dealt with. I love it in Isaiah prophesying there that the Lord comes like a light out of darkness. And then the words is so beautifully, comes like a light out of darkness to bring the joy of harvest. The joy of harvest. What is this harvest? The original intent of God, that we were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless before him in love. And we have now got that again. Ephesians 1 verses 3 and 4. Just as we were predestined in Christ. That's a blessing we've got. So he comes to bring this abundant harvest. Now, why can this wonderful harvest of righteousness, harvest of walking with God, harvest of being sons led by the Spirit, the wonderful harvest of being blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places? It's because the devil has been defeated. He's been taken out of the equation. Our sin has been taken out of the equation, because he who knew no sin became sin for us, and that now it's about righteousness. And this is the thing we need to see. This is what Jesus is all about now in this wickedness, just as in the times of Noah, wickedness is all around. And then many times when we think about the times of Noah, we just think of the wickedness. But what we forget, Hebrews 11:7, it says, by faith Noah, being warned by God, worked with reverent fear, constructed an ark. Amen? Constructed an ark for the saving of his household. And by this he condemned the world and became heirs of the righteousness that comes by faith. So Noah and his boys at that time that received the full deliverance, the beautiful deliverance, what were they busy with? They were busy with God, and they're busy with God in doing that which they were supposed to do, constructing something that would save them and their families. Now, what are we busy with? What have we got in the midst of this deception? We've got Jesus, the wonderful word, prophetic word in Hosea 6:3. He says, on the third day, we will be raised with him. And then it goes on to say, and he now comes like the sun. So it's every day he's there to bring faith, to bring encouragement. So that is what we've got to be busy with. We got to be busy with this wonderful salvation. And when we're busy with this wonderful salvation that we find in Jesus, we are on the road of salvation. We are in the day of salvation, and we are saving those around us, saving our family, and we're encouraging each and everyone out there in the world to come out of this darkness, because the marvelous light, the marvelous harvest, the goodness of God is now available. And this is what we've got to wake up to, guys. The goodness of God is a reality. It's a year. And that's why the word says, awake to righteousness and sin no more, for some have not the knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. So arise and shine. The goodness of God is available. We need to be looking at him, listening to him. And then what are we doing? We're walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Isn't that what we are called to do? Jesus himself said, the works that I do, you shall also do. As my Father has sent me, so I send you. So arise and shine. The goodness of God is available. It supersedes, it overwhelms the darkness and the devil and his things. And through the goodness of God, we understand we are the heirs of Christ. We are the bride of Christ. We are the glorious church. We are the branches. And therefore, we can bear fruit, because that's what it's all about. Being the lights in the world, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.